The Academy Awards are on Sunday, and this year, for the first time ever, a film from Cambodia is being considered for an Oscar. The Missing Picture is nominated in the foreign film category. It explores the childhood memories of a man who lived through the brutal rule of the Khmer Rouge. That man is the film's director, as we hear from the world's Carol Hills.
Director Rithi Phan was 11 when the Khmer Rouge took over Cambodia in April 1975. He and his family lived in Phnom Penh, and like the entire population of Cambodia, they were forced into the countryside to work in labor camps. They worked 12-hour days cultivating rice, hauling rocks, building roads, with few breaks, little contact with one another, and most critically, barely any food. Over several years, Rithi watched as first his father, then his mother, his sisters, and his nephews died of starvation or exhaustion. Eventually, Rithi escaped to Thailand and then to France, where he stumbled upon filmmaking in a vocational school.
I think that I'm not here today because I'm stronger than other people. I have survived this genocide because other people helped me to survive.
Rithi Phan moved back to Cambodia in 1990 and has been making documentaries ever since, but The Missing Picture is his most personal. It's told in the first person, in Rithi Phan's own words. They're his memories, like this one, after the Khmer Rouge entered Phnom Penh and forced the entire population of 2.5 million people into the Cambodian countryside by train, by wagon, and by foot.
Suddenly, there are no individuals, only numbers. They cut our hair. They take our watches, glasses, toys, books. They dye our clothes black. They change our first names. We are the new people, bourgeois, intellectuals, and capitalists, to be eradicated, to be destroyed.
The Missing Picture is a stylistic and atmospheric film. It forces you to watch as people, including children, work to exhaustion and die. But they're not actors and actresses.
I did not find a way to make a film about genocide with actor or actress. You know, like Steven Spielberg did it in the Schindler List, for example.
Rithi says he lived through this genocide, so it's very difficult for him to show actors how to portray it. How to die.
To ask them how to die, to explain them how to execute people, it's hard for me.
Instead, he used clay figurines to represent the people in the camps, including himself.
I make the choice to using the clay figurine. It's come by accident, you know.
Rithi Phan had started a traditional film using actors, and then one day his assistant took some clay from the river and sculpted a small boy that resembled Rithi when he was 13.
It's a very expressive, very powerful and very poetic at the same time.
He's right. The static clay figurines are surprisingly moving. They have expressions, usually dull and emotionless, but strangely, you care about them when they suffer, and they suffer a lot in this film. They're part of elaborate dioramas Rithi Phan created using cardboard, bits of wood, plastic, and iron wire. There are sound effects like a real movie and the ever-present narrator speaking for Rithi.
Walking in the water is torture. I collapse from exhaustion.
The Missing Picture also uses Khmer Rouge propaganda films. In one scene, you see a diorama of clay figurines being forced to watch one of them. On the little movie screen made for the diorama, you see the real film. It's Rithi Phan's way of showing what the Khmer Rouge wanted people to see, but also the way people there actually felt, emotionless, weak, and static, like the clay figurines. All the clay figures in the film wear the drab black clothing forced on them by the Khmer Rouge, except Rithi. His figurine is always wearing colorful clothes. He says when he was living under the Khmer Rouge, he kept himself alive by imagining he was wearing a colorful shirt.
Nobody can destroy your heart. Nobody can destroy your imagination, your spirit. Maybe they can destroy my body. They can kill my parent, but they cannot kill my soul.
The Missing Picture is part of Rithi Phan's lifelong quest to reconstruct Cambodia's cultural identity. He's created a center to preserve Cambodia's film, photographic, and audio history, which the Khmer Rouge destroyed. Rithi Phan will be in Los Angeles Sunday night at the Oscars. The Missing Picture opens in the U.S. on March 19th. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.